And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. We are calling out starting lineups right now for both teams. And the Maven Spring Bears starting with their regular five that you see out there. Andrew Jones, Blake Rogers. Let's see. Got to pull all them up on my lineup here. There's Blake Rogers, number 33. Again, Blake Rogers, number 33. Number 32, Andrew Jones. Number 15, Gavin Boddy. Number 10, Nathaniel Rogers. And number 5, Braden Cray. All getting the start here for the Bears. And it looks like we may have some audio issues here. And he's calling it out from the scores table. Number 13, Callahan. Number 33, that is Doyle. Number 12, that's Durham. Number 1, Willard. And number 2, Kirk. That's the same starting five we've seen down here 2 weeks ago. Again, whenever the Bears won over Hillcrest on their home floor. So 8 minutes on the clock. We're set for tip-off. And it looks like Callahan will get the jump for Mammoth as well as Gavin Boddy for the Bears. Well, the officials are on the court now. Basketball being dribbled at midcourt. And we are set for tip-off for the 1A3 district quarterfinals here in Mammoth Spring. Hillcrest going to win the tip here. And we're underway in Hillcrest for the 1A3 district quarterfinals. Starting off with Hillcrest, number 1, Willard with the basketball. Willard will give it over to Callahan. Now he gives it over to Durham. Durham outside to Willard for 3. His shot no good. That's going to roll off the hands off of the Bears. Last touch by, looks like, Blake Rogers. And it will be Hillcrest basketball. Willard will inbound it here. Willard gives it into number 33. That is Doyle. Doyle will bring it toward the top of the key. He gives it over to Kirk. Now back to Willard. Willard tried to give it over to Doyle, but it's knocked out of bounds by Braden Cray. Good play by him. And so with 7:35 left, Doyle will inbound it here. Doyle gets the basketball right back, gives it down low to Callahan. Callahan shot up for 2, and it's good. So Callahan puts it up and in for a 2-0 score now over the Bears with 7:22 to play in the first quarter. Bears on offense for the first time here tonight. Blake Rogers with the basketball. Rogers gives it over to Boddy. Boddy gives it over to Cray. Cray going to give it over to Nathaniel Rogers. And now over to Blake Rogers. Rogers near the wing outside. Tried to give it to Boddy, but it's tipped away and stolen by Kirk. Kirk pushes it down the floor. Up for 2. His layup no good, but Blake Rogers has the rebound for the Bears. Coach Godwin telling his team to push it down the floor. Braden Cray across the timeline. He's at the top of the key. Cray drives inside, puts up a shot. It rolls around the rim. No good. Pulled down by Callahan for Hillcrest. So Hillcrest now with the lead and the basketball with 6:43 to play in the first quarter. Number 33, Doyle with it here. Doyle gives it over to Willard. Willard back to Doyle outside. Willard going to give it over to Kirk. He's outside near the right wing. Gives it back over to Doyle. Doyle gives it back to Willard. Willard going to give it down low to number 12, Durham, and it's almost stolen away by the Bears. It gets deflected out of bounds, but it's off the hands of Hillcrest. Finally, they say it, and it will be Bear basketball now. 6:25 to play in the first quarter. Braden Cray will bring it up the floor here. Cray calls out his play, gets it up to Nathaniel Rogers. They're across the timeline now. Rogers gives it in the corner to Cray, and it will roll out of bounds off the hands of Hillcrest. Nathaniel Rogers going to inbound it to Cray here. Back outside to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers picks up his dribble, gives it back to Cray. Cray gives it over to Blake Rogers. Now back to Braden Cray. Cray outside here, mid-range jump shot, put up for 2, no good. And it's pulled down by Kirk for Hillcrest. They give it over to Doyle, and he'll bring it up the floor. Doyle across the timeline, 5:54 to play now in the first quarter. Doyle gives it over to Callahan. Callahan outside. He'll drive inside, puts it up for 2. His shot no good, but he's fouled and will head to the free throw line. They're going to call that on number 10, Nathaniel Rogers, his first foul of the game. So that'll send Callahan to the free throw line. He's got the only 2 points in the ballgame tonight. Got a chance to make it 4 right here. First shot up on the way. It's no good. Rimmed out. He's got another one coming here. Coach Godwin telling his kids to wake it up. Callahan with another one here. From the free throw line, 5:50 to play in the first quarter. Second one up on the way. It's good. Callahan with 3 now, and that puts them up 3-0 over the Bears. Again, 5:48 to play now in the first quarter. Back on offense, Braden Cray with the basketball. Cray gets it up to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers outside here. Rogers gives it over to Blake Rogers. Now outside to Cray. Back to Boddy. Boddy outside near the wing. Picks up his dribble near the free throw line. Going to put up a shot. It's off the rim. No good. Blake Rogers with the offensive rebound, but he's going to lose it out of bounds, and it will be Hillcrest basketball. So 5:28 to play in the first quarter now. Another turnover by the Bears. I believe that's back-to-back turnovers. So with 5:24 to play now, Hillcrest is back on offense with a three-point lead. Doyle with it here. Doyle gives it over to Durham. Durham tried to pass it over to Kirk, but it's going to go sail out of bounds into the stands, and that will be out of bounds on Hillcrest. Boddy will inbound it here. Boddy gets it into Cray. He'll bring it up the floor. 5:15 to play now in the first quarter. Cray across the timeline. Trail it 3-0 here. Gives it over to Boddy. Now over to Jones. Jones will give it over to Rogers. Blake Rogers. Now over to Cray. Over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it back to Cray outside here. Cray sets up his offense. Gives it back to Nathaniel Rogers. Almost has the basketball tipped away from him. He gets it back to Boddy, though. Boddy gives it over to Blake Rogers. It'll be off his hands, out of bounds. And another turnover here on the Bears. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 3-0 our score, 4:51 to go in the first quarter. Hillcrest leads it. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School, the 1A3 district quarterfinal round of the district tournament here as the Mammoth Spring Bears take on the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. And the Bears have just not had a good start overall so far. They trail at 3-0 here, and they're lucky that's the only points Hillcrest has been able to score. Turnover bug has kind of hit both teams here early, so we'll see how they rebound after the timeout. 4:43 to play in the first quarter, back underway. It's Hillcrest basketball here, Kirk with it. Kirk will give it over to Willard. Willard needs some help here, gives it over to Doyle. Doyle back to Willard. Willard at the top of the key, gives it back to Doyle. Doyle going to put up a three. It's off the rim, no good, but it's pulled down by Willard. Willard gives it outside to Kirk. He'll try a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good, but it hits the top of the backboard, and it will be a turnover on Hillcrest there. So Bears back with the basketball now. No points so far in the first quarter with 4:22 to play, and they trail it 3-0 here. Cray with the basketball. Cray gives it over to Boddy. Now back over to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Now to Cray. Cray will drive inside near the free throw line. Drives inside. Puts up a layup. Didn't even touch the rim there. And now we're back on offense with Hillcrest. Willard with it here. Willard guarded by Cray. Needs some help. Gives it over to Doyle. Now over to Durham. Durham drives inside. Puts up his shot off the rim. And it's good. Durham with his first two. That puts him up 5-0 now over the Bears with 3:50 to play in the first quarter. Cray with the basketball. Cray gives it over to Boddy. Boddy thought about driving inside. We'll give it outside to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray. Cray gives it over to Boddy. Boddy back outside to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers drives inside, back outside to Boddy. He puts up a three. It's off the rim, no good. And it's pulled down by Hillcrest. So another missed shot for the Bears, and Hillcrest is now back on offense. They've got to learn to take advantage of these turnovers the Bears are giving them right here. Durham with the basketball. Excuse me, that was Doyle. Doyle gives it over to Kirk. Kirk picks up his dribble, gives it back to Doyle. Doyle at the top of the key, with 3:07 to play in the first quarter now. He gets it up to Willard. Willard, can they give it over to Kirk? Now down low to number 13. That is Callahan. He puts up a shot mid-range. No good. Pulled down by Blake Rogers, and he loses the basketball, but he's going to get fouled. Foul called on Hillcrest, number one. That is Willard, his first foul of the day. 2:57 to play now in the first quarter. Bears still trail it by five. Rogers will inbound the ball. Rogers gets it up to Cray, and they'll bring it across the timeline again. Set up the offense now. Cray at the top of the key. Cray gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it down low to Boddy. Boddy at the block, puts up a shot. It's good. So the Bears are on the board now, trail it by 3-5-2 after the bucket down low from Boddy. That's his first 2 points of the game. Mammoth's first 2 points of the game here with 2:34 left to play in the first quarter. Back on offense now. Doyle with it here. Doyle gives it over to Kirk. Back to Doyle now. Doyle back to Kirk. Kirk. Back to Doyle. Doyle at the top of the key, really more towards the logo at mid-floor. Gives it back over to Kirk. Kirk going to give it over to Willard. He'll drive inside, put up a shot. He's fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line for two. Call it on number 33, Blake Rogers. That is Rogers' first foul of the game, and that'll send Willard to the free throw line here. Willard's first one up on the way. It's off the spring box. No good. Got another one coming here. Second shot up on the way. It's good. So Willard now with 1 point here. 6-2 our score now, 2:11 to play in the first quarter. Back on offense now, Cray with the basketball. Cray will give it over to Odell. He's checked in the game here for, it looks like, Nathaniel Rogers. Blake Rogers with the basketball here. Gives it over to Cray at the top of the key. Cray steps inside the three-point line. Back outside to Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Boddy. He drives along the baseline. He's fouled and will head to the free throw line. Hillcrest coach wanted a clean slate on that one, but he won't get it. Boddy to the free throw line now to shoot two. We call that on, looks like, number one again. That is Willard, his second foul. And we've got a sub checking in here. 00, that is Meeks will check in for Willard here with two fouls early in the first quarter. And it looks like they're not going to call it a shooting foul. I expected them to. I mean, he was in the air, but they'll let him inbound it under the basket. Cray will inbound it here to Odell. Odell with a minute 52 to play in the first quarter. Gives it over to Cray. Cray outside here. Sets up his offense. Coach Godwin calls it out. Cray gets a screen from Odell and Boddy and gives it over to Rogers. Rogers near the free throw line outside to Odell. Odell puts up a three. It's off the rim. No good. But I believe they'll call a foul on that. They are going to call a foul, and Garrett Odell will head to the free throw line for three free throws here. So they call that on number two. That is Kirk, his first foul. And again, Garrett Odell for three free throws here. His first and up on the way, and it's good. Odell with his first point tonight. Got a chance to make it three right here. Odell, second one up on the way. It's good. Odell has one more coming here. This can bring him in with him one here. His third shot. It's up and no good off the top of the rim. And we're back on offense now with Hillcrest. A minute 31 to play in the first quarter. 6-4 our score. Doyle with it here. Doyle gives it over to Kirk. Back to Doyle. Now down low to 00 Meeks. Meeks outside. Puts up a three. It rims out. That should have went in. But they're going to give it back outside to Kirk with the offensive rebound. Kirk gives it over to Doyle. Doyle outside here. Outside near the wing. Gives it over to Kirk. Now over to Callahan. Callahan gives it over to Doyle. Doyle back over to Kirk. Kirk outside. Back to Doyle. Doyle back over to Kirk. He's going to pop a three. Oh, man. That was so close to going in. It'll rim out. And it's pulled down by Cray. Cray back on offense now, under 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Outside to Garrett Odell for three. It's off the top of the rim. No good. Pulled down by Doyle for Hillcrest. 47 seconds to play now. 6-4 our score. Hillcrest with the basketball and the lead by two. And they might hold it here for the final shot of the first quarter. Doyle with it here. Doyle. 29 seconds to play, dribbling near mid-floor, gives it over to Meeks. Meeks still, they're just as equal here on each side of the floor near the mid-court line. Back over to Doyle. 20 seconds to play now. 6-4 our score. Doyle still with it here. He's picked up his dribble. 13 seconds to play, or he's holding the basketball. He can still dribble it. 8 seconds to play now. 5 seconds. Doyle drives inside. 3 seconds to go. Puts up a shot. It's no good. And Boddy will chunk it at the end of the first quarter, but that shot won't count, and that wasn't going into the first place. But at the end of the first quarter, a good defensive battle so far. 6-4 our score. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC. Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of there on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And we're back here at Hillcrest, Arkansas for the 1A3 district quarterfinals between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Bears are back on offense. Now we're underway in the second quarter, just 7:56 before halftime, and we've got quite the game so far. 6-4 our score. That's the way the game was 2 weeks ago. Very tight in the first and second quarter, and Bears kind of pulled it away in the second half. So we'll see how the Bears can adjust and perform tonight. Nathaniel Rogers with the basketball. He shot, but he traveled before he did, and so it'll be a turnover on Rogers. And Coach Godwin not happy at all with that one. Turnover bug affecting both teams early here. Good defense, though, by both teams as well here early. And with 7:35 to play now before halftime, 6-4 our score. Hillcrest is back on offense, first time here in the second quarter. Meeks with the basketball. Meeks gives it in the corner to Willard. That was Kurt. Kurt going to give it back to Meeks. Meeks going to give it back to Doyle. Now over to Durham. Durham back to Doyle. Doyle at the top of the key, 7:16 to play now. Gives it back to Doyle. He passed it over to Kurt. Doyle with the basketball. Doyle tried to give it down low to Durham, nearly stolen away. He recovered the basketball, and he'll be fouled down low. I'll call that on the floor. Call that on number 10. That is Nathaniel Rogers, his second foul. Got to be careful here now with two fouls. And Meeks will inbound it here for Hillcrest. Meeks gets it into Kirk. Kirk in the far corner here. Drives to the top of the key. Gives it outside to Durham. Durham going to pop a three. It's off the rim, no good. And it's pulled down by Gavin Boddy. He'll put it up to Craig. Craig going to push it up the floor to Nathaniel Rogers. Off the glass for two, and it's good. Nathaniel Rogers with his first 2 points, and we're tied up at six now with 6:48 to play in the second quarter. Hillcrest back on offense now. Doyle with it here. Doyle gives it up to Kurt. Kurt back over to Doyle. Doyle at the top of the key, guarded by Odell. Doyle that passed it down low to number 13. Callahan gives it outside to Meeks for three, and it's good. So that puts Hillcrest up 9-6 now with 6:25 to play in the second quarter. Braden Cray with the basketball. Cray drives inside, puts up a shot. It's off the glass, no good. And it's pulled down by Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Boddy. Boddy will drive inside, put it up for two, and it's good. Gavin Boddy has been the saving grace for this offense tonight so far. And he's got four now of the Bears' eight. 9-8 our score, 6 minutes to play before halftime. They get it into number 33. That's Doyle. Doyle gives it over to Kirk. Kirk back to Doyle now. Doyle going to launch a deep three from the top of the key. It's no good. Pulled down, though, by Callahan. His shot no good, and it's pulled down by Cray. And they'll push it up the floor now. He gets it up to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers tried to get it back to Braden Cray, but it's stolen away by Hillcrest. Meeks with the basketball. Meeks gives it over to Callahan. He'll put up a shot. It's no good, but he's fouled and played to the free throw line. 4-2 here. Foul called on Gavin Boddy, his first foul. And that will send Callahan to the free throw line. 4-2 here. His first one on the way, and it's no good. He's got another one coming here. 5:32 to play now in the second quarter. 9-8 our score. Can extend it to two here with this free throw. Callahan at the free throw line. He's got three. His second free throw up on the way. It's good. Callahan with four now. Back on offense with the Bears. Cray with it here. Cray will bring it up the floor. He's across the timeline. 10-8 our score with 5:24 to play in the second quarter. Cray gives it over to Boddy outside here near the wing. Boddy skips it up to Odell. Odell at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Gives it over to Braden. Well, no, that's not Braden Cray. That is Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it down low to Boddy. He puts it up for two, and it's good. Boddy with six now, and we're tied back up at 10. 5:03 to play before halftime. It'll be Doyle back on offense for Hillcrest. Doyle will bring it up the floor, give it up to Kirk. Kirk outside here. And he's picked up his dribble and needs some help. Gives it over to Meeks. Meeks going to skip it down low to Callahan. Stolen away by Jones. Jones going to skip it up to Cray. He's across the timeline at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Gives it over to Boddy. Boddy gives it in the corner to Odell. Odell outside here going to launch a three. It's off the rim. No good. Pulled down, though, by Blake Rogers. It's up for two and good. Blake Rogers up for two. He's got his first two. And the Bears have their first lead of the evening, 12-10. Number 33, that's Doyle with the basketball. He'll bring it up the floor. 4:20 to play now in the second quarter. He gives it over to Kirk, back to Doyle. Doyle outside. 12-10 our score. Bears lead it by two. Hillcrest with the basketball. It's Kirk with the basketball. Kirk outside here, gives it over back to Doyle. Doyle still with it here. 4 minutes to play before halftime. Back to Kirk, back to Doyle now. Gives it over to Meeks. Meeks gives it over to Doyle. They're just absolutely running the fire out of this clock right now. Back to Kirk, back to Doyle. Doyle over to Meeks. Meeks back to Doyle. Doyle over to Kirk now. Back to Doyle. Doyle going to launch a deep three. It's no good. And let's see who pulls down the rebound. Odell came away with it. Meeks also had his hand on it. They get it up to Cray. Cray drives, puts up a mid-range jumper. It's good. Cray with his first two tonight, and that puts the Bears up by four, 14-10 now, 3:22 to play in the second quarter. Coach Godwin happy with the rhythm they found right now. Back on offense, Doyle with it here, 3:14 to play in the second quarter, gives it back to Meeks. Meeks back to Doyle. Doyle still with it here, he's guarded by Cray, gives it back over to Meeks. Meeks still with it, gives it back to number 13, Callahan. Callahan at the top of the key, drives inside, puts up a jump shot. It'll hit the rim and go in. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Hillcrest wants to talk it over. We'll take it with them. 14-12 our score. Bears lead it by two. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Amos Brewing can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And we're back here at the Hillcrest High School, set for our, well, actually coming out of the timeout, 2:52 to play in our second quarter, 14-12 our score here as the Bears lead it by two. Back on offense now, Cray with the basketball. Cray down low, puts up a shot, it's no good, pulled down by Kirk. Kirk with it here. Kirk will give it back to Doyle, 2:38 to play in the second quarter. Doyle with it here. Doyle sets up his offense. They've ran a lot of clock here in the second quarter, and their time of possession definitely outweighs the Bears, I would believe. Back over to Callahan. Callahan outside near the wing, gives it over to Kirk. Now over to Durham. Durham with it here. Durham outside, steps just inside the three-point line, tried to give it down low to Rose, but it'll go off the hands of the Bears out of bounds, deflection by them, and it will be Hillcrest basketball. Rose will inbound it here. Rose calls out his play, breaks the shuffle, and he gets it out to number 13. That's Callahan. Callahan outside, gives it back to Doyle. Doyle will set up the offense. Doyle, he gives it over to Kirk, now over to Durham. Durham gives it to Doyle, now over to number 5. That's Rose. And now he gives it back outside to Durham, almost lost the basketball. Durham gives it back to Doyle. Doyle gives it over to number 5. That's Rose. Back outside to Callahan. Callahan back over to number 2. That's Kirk. Kirk going to give it outside to Doyle. He puts up a 3. It's off the spring box. No good. It'll be pulled down here by Boddy with a minute 32 to play before halftime. 14-12, our score. Bears lead up to Gavin. Boddy drives on the other end of the floor. It's up for 2, and it's good. Boddy has 8 now. And he's by far the Bears' leading scorer tonight. He leads all scorers by at least 6. He has 8 tonight. 16-12 our score here. 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk gives it over to Durham. Back over to Kirk. Kirk gives it just inside to Rose. Now he skips it outside to Durham. Durham steps inside near the block. Puts up a mid-range jumper. It's no good. Pulled down by Cray. Cray pushes it down the floor here. He gives it outside to Boddy. Boddy thought about the three. Steps inside. Now he gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it back outside to Boddy. Boddy just inside the three-point line, gives it back outside to Odell near the top of the key. Odell with it here. He gives it over to Cray. Cray drives inside, puts it up for two. It's blocked, and he gives it out to – it was actually a pass, it looked like, but they had their hand on it either way. So call it a shot, call it a pass, whatever you want. But the Bears keep the basketball here with 30 seconds to go now before halftime. Rogers with the basketball. Rogers gives it outside to Odell. He needs some help, picked up his dribble, gives it back to Boddy. Boddy, 20 seconds to play now. He gives it over to Cray, and they're going to run this clock out until halftime. 16-12, our score. Down to 10 seconds now. Cray calls out the play. They set it up. Cray just inside the three-point line, gives it in the corner to Jones. Jones back over to Cray. 4 seconds to go now. Cray drives inside at the horn, puts up a shot. He's fouled with 0.6 to go. And with 16-12, our score now, that'll send Braden Cray to the free throw line. 0.6 on the clock. Hillcrest will be lucky to get another shot off here. But again, Cray at the free throw line, he's got two. First one up on the way, it's good. Cray has three now. One more on the way here for Cray. 0.6 seconds to go here before halftime. And it's good too. Braden Cray with four now. Hillcrest will inbound it. They're not going to shoot it. They'll run out the clock. So at halftime, our score 18-12, much different than the end of our first quarter. We'll go over the last two quarters and the score from that and some halftime stats. All that and more coming up in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we're back here at the Hillcrest High School just at the start of halftime, really 2 minutes in. 18-12, our halftime score, and that's much different than what we've seen in the first quarter. Bears lead it by six here. The Bears trailed, actually, at the end of the first quarter by two, 6-4 the score at the end of the first quarter here. In the 1A3 district quarterfinals at the Hillcrest High School, the host school for districts, and they lucked out, and they'll get the regional round as well. So we're still adding up the individual totals here. We will tell you the loser goes home from this game, so it's a big game for both of these teams. The winner will advance to play Ridgefield Christian Thursday at 7:45. And again, this is the second time we've seen this team in 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago tonight, we were down here calling this game, and the Bears won it 55-27, but compared to 2 weeks ago, this is a much different ballgame that we're watching tonight, which I guess with your season on the line, probably step up a little bit stronger. Also, don't forget the Mammoth Spring girls will face the winner of Martree and Armorell down here on Thursday. We'll have both the, if the Bears win tonight in advance, we'll have both of those games for you on K Country 95. Even if the Bears don't win tonight, we'll have the girls game for you again right here on K Country at 95. 6:55 to go until the end of halftime. 18-12 again, our score. Bears lead by 6. We'll take another timeout, back in 2 minutes with your individual stats.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection, so come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears. Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. We are still at halftime. Both teams have actually retaken the floor here. 4:38 to go until we're set to start the second half. As we take a look at some individual numbers, we will start with Hillcrest. Callahan leads all scores on their side of the scorebook with just 6 points. Durham has 2, Willard has 1, and Meeks has 3, and that makes up their 12 on that side of the scoreboard. As for the Bears, Body leads all scores at both sides of the scorebook. Body has 8. Braden Cray has 4. Nathaniel Rogers, Odell, and Blake Rogers all tied at that spot with 2 points. That makes up the 18 on the guest side of the scorebook. Again, both teams have retaken the floor here. Winner goes home at the 1A3 district quarterfinal game here at Hillcrest. Again, a big game, both teams. We expect nothing less in the second half, showing that both teams are going to put it all out on the floor for their season tonight. 3:52 to go until we're set for the third quarter. We're going to take another timeout. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC. Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey, Steve, and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window cleans, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. Around minute 40 left here until we are set for the third quarter here at the Hillcrest High School, the 1A3 District Quarterfinals. Want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bear sponsors helping you bring the ball game tonight here on K Country 95. And that includes Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas. FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, the Extra Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring, Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Car Doctor 2 and Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District. We're going to take another 30-second timeout here. We'll be back with your third quarter again. 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Quarterfinals between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, and we're almost set to get back underway here at the start of our third quarter. And we are. Doyle will inbound it here for Hillcrest. Doyle will set up the offense as he gives it over to Kirk. Back to Doyle now. 7 seconds in, they give it down low to Durham. Durham drives inside, tries to put up a shot outside to Willard. Now over to Kirk. Kirk gives it back to Willard. 7:45 to play. Back over to Kirk. Kirk back to Willard. Willard drives near the free throw line. Back outside to number 13, Callahan for three. It's no good, and he gets his own rebound. Pulled down by Kirk outside to Doyle now. Doyle gives it over to Willard. Willard guarded by Rogers, Blake Rogers. Willard still with it here. Willard gives it over to Durham in the corner. Back over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Kirk, drives inside, outside to Callahan. Callahan drives along the baseline. And we've got a foul called on the Bears. Number 15, Gavin Boddy, going to pick up his second foul. And with 7:17 to play in the third quarter, it's back with the Hillcrest Eagles. And let's see, number 2, Kirk tried to shoot a three-pointer. I couldn't catch it. I've got a steel beam here right in front of me. Couldn't see. He shot it, but he missed it. And the Bears got the rebound. Back on the other end of the floor. Boddy puts it up for two, and it's good. He drove right inside for the layup, and it's good. 7 minutes now to play in the third quarter. 20-12, our score. Bears pulling away in this one. They lead it by 8. Doyle with the basketball. Doyle gives it over to Kirk. Kirk to Callahan now. Gives it outside to Doyle. Doyle back over to Willard. And now over to Durham. Durham gives it over to Doyle. He'll put up a mid-range jumper. It's good. Doyle now with his first two. And that puts him back within 6 now, 20-14. 6:32 to play in the third quarter. Gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Gives it back to Cray. Cray at the top of the key near the free throw line. Now gives it back to Boddy. Boddy back to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it back to Boddy. Boddy gives it to Cray. Cray out near the logo at mid-floor. He gives it to Nathaniel Rogers in the corner for three. It's good. Nathaniel Rogers has 5 now, and that puts the Bears up 23-14 with 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Coach Godwin happy about that shot there. Doyle with it here. Doyle gives it over to Willard. Back to Doyle now. Doyle at the top of the key. Gives it back to Kirk. Kirk outside. Gives it down low to Callahan. Now outside to Durham for three. It's no good. And pulled down by Boddy. Boddy going to push this one down the floor. He's across the timeline. Gives it back to Cray. 5:38 to play in the third quarter now. Gives it down low to Jones. Now to a driving Rogers. Gives it back over to Jones. Up for two. No good. He got his own rebound, though. Puts it back up for two. No good. Back up and in by Jones, and it's good. If you don't get it the first three times, why don't you grab it again and put it in for a fourth time? That'll work. 25-14 now our score with 5:19 to play in the third quarter. Back off on offense now with Hillcrest. Doyle with it here. Doyle gives it over to Willard. Willard outside, drives near the baseline, gives it outside to Callahan. Callahan picks up his dribble, back outside to Willard. Willard drives just inside the three-point line, back outside to Callahan. Callahan still with it, gives it over to Kurt. Kurt gives it over to Durham. Durham back to Doyle. Doyle down low to Callahan. Callahan near the block, puts up his shot, no good. Pulled down by Cray. Cray going to push this one down the floor. Cray at the top, the key down. Cray dribbles near the wing and gives it down low to Jones. Jones going to put it up for two, and it's good. Jones with 4 points down in this third quarter. That's put the Bears up 27-14, 4:36 to play in the third quarter. Winner goes home. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Allow me to correct myself. Loser goes home in this one. Winner advances to play Ridgefield Christian Thursday at 7:45 here at Hillcrest. And the Bears with a 13-point lead now over the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. 27-14 again our score. 4:36 to play now in the third quarter. It's Hillcrest basketball after they call the timeout. Bears have went on an impressive run out of the locker room at halftime and have jumped on top by 13 now. And here we go, back on offense with Hillcrest. Doyle brings it across the timeline. Again, 4:30 to play here in our third quarter. He gives it over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Doyle. Doyle outside here. Now down low to Callahan. Callahan, mid-range jumper off the glass, and it's good. Callahan leads them all with 8 now. Actually, Body leads everybody with 10, but Callahan has 8, so he's right on the heels of him. And Bears back on offense now. Cray will bring it across the timeline. 4:05 to play in the third quarter. He gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers back to Cray. Coach Godwin calls out his play. Gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers picks up his dribble. Back to Cray now. Cray gives it over to Body. Body just inside that three-point line, outside to Cray. Cray drives near the middle of the block, drives inside, puts it up for two, and it's good. Cray with 6 now, and that puts the Bears on top by 13 again, 29-16. Back on offense now. Kirk with the basketball. Willard gave it to him. He gives it over to Doyle. Doyle outside. Gives it back to Kirk. Kirk with it here. Kirk gives it over to Doyle. Doyle back over to Willard. Willard still with the basketball. Gives it over to Kirk. Kirk still with it here. 3:16 to play in the third quarter. Outside to Doyle. Doyle puts up a 3. No good. But it's Willard with the offensive rebound. Willard gives it over to Kirk, now over to Callahan. Callahan along the baseline, puts it up for 2, no good, but he's fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line. Call it on number 32, Andrew Jones, his first foul of the game, and that will send Callahan to the free throw line for 2 here, with 3:04 left in our third quarter. Callahan's first one, he's got the basketball, shoots it, it's up, and good. Callahan now with 9. He's got another one on the way. Callahan second. Up on the way. It's good too. Callahan with 10 now. And that puts him back within 11. 29-18 our score. Back on offense now. Body with it here. And we've got a kick ball. They're going to call that. It went off the foot of Callahan. Body tried to pass it to somebody, but Bears will inbound it again. Body will get it into Cray. 2:55 to play in our third quarter. Cray across the timeline. Cray still with the basketball near midfloor. He's going to run a little clock here, and Hillcrest is just going to let him. Now they step up on him a little bit, and Cray's guarded by Willard. Cray gives it off to Rogers. Blake Rogers now over to Body. Body drives near the free throw line, back over to Cray. Cray drives inside, mid-range jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Andrew Jones. His first shot, no good, but he got the ball back, and they're going to call a jump ball, and it will stay with the Bears. And Andrew Jones just had absolutely nowhere to go down low. Cray will inbound it here. Cray looking for somebody to get it into outside of Jones now, just inside the three-point line. He gets it into Body. Body. Really near the wing here. Back over to Cray. Cray on the baseline. Gives it outside to Blake Rogers. Rogers going to pop the three. It's good. Blake Rogers for three. And that puts the Bears up 32-18. Our score. Hillcrest not happy with their performance in the third quarter. They're going to talk it over. 32-18. Our score. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
And with 2:15 left in the third quarter, Bears jump out to a 32-18 lead over the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles in the 1A3 district corner final game here at the Hillcrest High School. Big three there by Blake Rogers before the timeout. And put the Bears up there by the extra three, 32-18 now. As Hillcrest back on offense. Callahan down low at the block, puts up a shot up for two, and it's good. Callahan keeping him right in this ball game. He has 12 now, leads all scorers. And it's the Bears back on offense here. Craig going to drive all the way to the basket. It's off his hands, out of bounds as he drove to for the layup there, but it's no good. And it will be Hillcrest basketball. They lead it by 12, the Bears do. And Hillcrest with the basketball, 1:46 to play in the third quarter now. Doyle with it. Doyle gives it over to Kirk. Kirk going to give it over to Callahan. Now outside to Willard for three. It's no good. Pulled down by Jones. Jones going to give it over to Cray. They'll bring it up the floor. Cray skips it up the floor to Rogers. Rogers, two-point attempt, no good. And it's going to be pulled down by Callahan. Callahan gets it up the floor to Kirk. Kirk with it here. Gives it over to number 33. That's Doyle. And now he gives it to a floating Durham. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Back up for two, and it's good. Durham with four now. And that puts him back within 10, 32-22. 1:06 to play in the third quarter now. Blake Rogers with it. Gives it up to Gavin Body. Body gets it stolen away by Kirk. No, that's Willard who had the steal. And they'll push it up the floor. He gets it up to Doyle. Doyle up for two, and it's good. Doyle with four now, and the Bears have collapsed almost here in the late third quarter. 32-24, our score, 45 seconds left. Cray drives on the other end of the floor. His layup, no good. Gavin Body with the offensive rebound. He's fouled and will head to the free throw line. Coach Godwin telling his team, slow it down. No reason to rush here. As you had I can't even remember how high the score was. You had a really good lead on this team, and then you started absolutely slamming it to the basketball. Gavin Body's first free throw up on the way. It's good. He's got 11. They call that foul on number 13. That's Callahan, his second foul. And we've got another on the way here by Body. It's up on the way. Good. Body with 12. And Hillcrest back on offense. Now they trail it by 10. They've had quite the run here in the late third quarter. Number 33, that's Doyle with the basketball. Gives it over to Kirk. Kirk back over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Callahan. Callahan gives it over to Doyle. Doyle back to number one. That's Willard. Willard outside. Going to drive inside, actually. Gives it outside to Durham. Durham near the free throw line. Puts up a jumper. It's no good. Pulled down, though, by Willard. Willard back with it here. Gives it outside to number two. That is Kirk. Kirk going to give it back to Willard. He thought about a deep three, but now gives it off to Callahan. He'll drive inside. And we've got a blocking foul on. No, they called that a charge. Andrew Jones sets up for the charge. And oh, no, they're going to reverse the call. Wow, reverse the call there. They originally called Andrew Jones there for the charge, but they're not going to let him have it. It's overturned, and they give it to Callahan at the free throw line now. Callahan's first one up on the way, and it's good. That foul called on Andrew Jones, his second foul. He was set pretty good on that one. I don't know. And we got a sub checking in here. Odell going to check in for Nathaniel Rogers. We've got 1.2 left here in the third quarter. 34-25, our score. Callahan with another free throw here. It's up on the way. No good, and it's pulled down by Boddy, and that's going to be the end of our third quarter. 34-25, our score at the end of the third quarter. We're back with your fourth in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. At the start of the fourth quarter, our score 34-25. We've got 8 minutes on the clock, and we are set to get things underway here in the fourth quarter. Bears had a really good lead, and then just, I mean, absolutely started rushing to the basket and missing their layups. They had a really big lead, and they let Hillcrest just absolutely collapse them and bring themselves back into the ballgame. And so Hillcrest right back in this one, trailing by 9 now, with 7:50 to play in the fourth quarter. Hillcrest had the basketball. They're going to call an early foul here, 10 seconds in on number 23, Curtis Michaels. That's his first foul. And Doyle will inbound it here. Doyle gets it into Willard. Willard steps up, thought about the three, going to give it outside to Kirk. He'll put up the three. His shot no good, and Michaels will pull down the rebound. Michaels gets it in to Cray. Cray gets it up to Boddy there across the timeline now. 7:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Boddy had a mid-range jumper. His shot no good as it was blocked out of bounds, so it will remain with the Bears here. Cray will inbound it. Cray looking for somebody to give it to. Gives it out to Odell. Odell near the midcourt line. Got to be careful with his footing. Gives it back to Cray. Cray, just outside here, drives inside, puts it up for two, and it's on the floor. It wouldn't have mattered. He missed the layup. It was close, though. But they will inbound it again under the basket here. Cray will call that on number 33. That's Doyle, his first foul. And they give it right into Boddy. He puts it up for two, and it's good. Boddy with 14 now. 34-25 our score, 7:19 to play in the fourth quarter. Back on offense with Hillcrest. Durham with it. Durham gives it out to Doyle. Doyle at the top of the key. Gives it over to Willard. Willard still with the basketball near the wing outside here. Willard gets it out to Durham. Now over to Doyle. Doyle still with it here. Guarded by Cray. Gives it to Durham. Durham outside. Thought about the three. Going to dribble toward the top of the key. And gives it back to Willard. Willard going to drive inside. Now down low to Callahan. His shot up for two, no good, but he's fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line. They call that foul on number 23, Curtis Michaels. His second foul here as he's just entered in the fourth quarter. He's got to be careful now. 36-25, still our score. Bears by 11. Callahan's free throw up on the way, and it's good. Callahan has one more coming here. Got a sub checking in for Curtis Michaels. Andrew Jones going to come off the bench. He was not out there to start the fourth quarter. 36-26 our score. Callahan's second free throw up and good. He has 14 tonight, leads all scorers. They actually tied with Gavin Boddy for 14. And 36-27 our score with 6:39 to play now in the fourth quarter. Cray with the basketball. He carried, and it's going to be a turnover on the Bears. A big turnover here for Hillcrest as they get the basketball back, and they've cut it down to 9 now. Got to be really careful here with the Bears. Got to play good defense, get the basketball back. They get it into Doyle. He'll bring it across the timeline. 6:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Gives it over to Willard. Excuse me, that's Kirk. Kirk outside here. He gives it over to Willard. Willard near, well, outside near the wing. Willard picks up his dribble. Gives it over to Callahan. Callahan going to give it outside to Willard. He shot a three. That didn't even touch the goal. It'll sail out of bounds. And that will be a turnover on Hillcrest. Bears basketball now with 6:17 to play in the fourth quarter. Hillcrest has put on the full court press here. They get it into Rogers, Nathaniel Rogers. Now back to Blake Rogers. He skips it up the floor to Cray. They're across the timeline. Now to Andrew Jones down near the block. That's a tongue twister. Nathaniel Rogers still with the basketball. Gives it over to Blake Rogers. Back over to Cray. Cray still with it here. 5:56 to play in the fourth quarter. Outside to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers back to Cray. Cray. They are absolutely guarding the fire out of these guys right now. Good defense by Hillcrest. Nathaniel Rogers steps up for three. It's good. Nathaniel Rogers for three. That's a big three right there. Puts the Bears back up by 12, 39-27, 5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Back on offense now with Hillcrest. Doyle with the basketball. Doyle gives it over to Callahan. Callahan going to give it over to Durham. Stolen away by Cray. Cray scripts it up to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers picked up his dribble, going to shoot the three. He hesitated, though, there, pulls it back down and gives it over to, that was Blake Rogers. Now back to Cray. Cray back to Blake Rogers. Rogers outside here gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray at the top of the key. Cray drives inside, now over to the, looked like body in the corner, just inside the three-point line. I thought it was a three-pointer. Referee says it wasn't. And that will give the Bears a 41-27 lead with 4:52 to play in the fourth quarter. Back on offense now. Doyle with it here. Doyle gives it to Callahan. He's at the top of the key. Callahan gives it over to Kirk. Kirk back to Doyle. He puts up a three. It's no good. Pulled down by Jones. Jones gets it up to Cray. Cray across the timeline. Now over to Blake Rogers. He's going to put up a three. It's good. It's raining threes here at Hillcrest as that puts Blake Rogers with eight now on the scorebook. That puts the Bears up 44-27. We got a foul call on Nathaniel Rogers. He absolutely shocked about that one. So with 44-27 now, our score, 4:21 to play in the fourth quarter. They call that foul on Rogers. That's his third. And Hillcrest will keep the basketball here. They get it into Kirk. Now outside to number 13, Callahan. Callahan drives inside, puts it up for two, and that's good. Callahan with those two, and that gives him 16, and we got a timeout on the floor. 44-29 our score. We are back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection. So come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we're back here at the Hillcrest High School out of the timeout. 4:14 to play in the fourth quarter. 44-29 our score. Coach Godwin jawed with the official there for about 30 seconds before he went into the huddle with his kids at the timeout there. And he absolutely let the ref have it. No technicals or anything out of that conversation, but the official definitely got his arm chewed on a little bit. 4:14 to play in the fourth quarter. 44-29 our score. Bears lead it here. They get it into Blake Rogers. Rogers gets it into Nathaniel Rogers. Back to Blake Rogers. They get it up the floor across the timeline to Body. Body drives near the block outside to Nathaniel Rogers.
Your vehicle is so much more than just transportation. It's what you depend on to move your most precious cargo, your family. So you do everything you can to maintain it. But what do you do if the engine or transmission fails? You can call Keith Auto Repair in Mammoth Spring.
That is called on Rogers. That's his fourth foul here. So that will send number 33, Doyle, to the free throw line as they have hit the bonus, or at least the 1-1 here. And Doyle's at the free throw line for two here. Getting that foul called on Nathaniel Rogers. That first free throw from Doyle up for one. It's good. He's got five now. Another one on the way. Another one coming here. It's up and good. So that brings them within 13 now, 44-31. And we've got 3:49 to play in the fourth quarter. Bears struggling to get across midcourt. They do. They get it up to Boddy. Boddy gives it out to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers just on that, the half-court line. He barely touched it there. Could have been a turnover. They don't call it. Gives it up to Cray. Cray backing out toward the midcourt line. Cray drives inside, back outside now. 3:30 to play in the fourth quarter. Cray with it here. He was guarded by Kirk, lost his defender. Back to Nathaniel Rogers. Now back to Cray. Cray gives it over to Blake Rogers. Back over to Cray. Cray at the top to Gee. He's going to drive inside. Puts it up for two. He's fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line. Call out on number 12, Durham. His first foul. That will send Cray to the free throw line here for two. We're going to have two subs coming in here after the shot from Cray. It's up on the way. It's good. Cray with 7 points now, and he's done a terrific job of handling the ball here in the second half for the Bears. Got two subs checking in here. Nathaniel Rogers and Andrew Jones going to check out. And we've got Curtis Michaels and, let's see, Garrett Odell entering the game here for the Bears. Cray's second one up on the way. It rims out, no good. And that leaves it at 45-31. And we're back on offense now. Willard gives it over to Kirk. Kirk outside here. Kirk gives it over to Doyle. Now over to Callahan. Callahan drives inside, mid-range jumper off the rim. No good. It could have went in there, but it didn't. And it's pulled down here by Rogers. Blake Rogers with it. He gets it up to Cray. Cray comes across the timeline, gives it up to Boddy. Boddy driving inside, and he's going to put it up and in. Gavin Boddy with a good two there. He's got 18 now. That puts the Bears back by 47-31. 2:34 to play in the fourth quarter. Willard with it here. Willard gives it over to Doyle. Now down low to Durham. And it's stolen away by Michaels. Michaels gets it up to Blake Rogers. Now up to Cray. Cray across the timeline. Tried to give it to Odell. He tripped and missed his pass. And it'll roll out of bounds. Got a sub coming in here. Cray going to check out. Nathaniel Rogers coming in. 47-31 our score. And we're back on offense now with Hillcrest. Doyle with it here. 2:19 to play. They get it into number two. That's Kurt. Don't get it in. They've had it. Willard back with it now. Willard gets it down low to, can't tell if that's Durham or Callahan. It was Durham that shot it. Mammoth Frame going to recover it here and push it back down the floor. And it was Rogers trying to pass it to Nathaniel Rogers, trying to pass it to Blake Rogers, but it will roll out of bounds off the hands of a Hillcrest defender. And it will be Bear basketball still here. Got a sub coming in here. Michael's going to check out. Cray going to check back in. They get it into Cray. Cray in the backcourt here. 47-31 our score. They get it into Blake Rogers. Rogers gets it into number 15, Boddy. And it was blocked down low, stolen away by Hillcrest now. They get it up to Doyle. Doyle across the timeline and almost had a steal there by the Bears. Nathaniel Rogers almost had it. But it will remain with Hillcrest. It's Durham with it here. Durham drives inside, puts it up for two. No good. Pulled down by Blake Rogers, and he gets it up to Cray. Bears looking to pull out a victory here with a minute 30 to go. Just got to keep their head on straight. And we've got a foul called on number one, Willard. Foul called on Willard. That's his third. And we've got five coming in here for Hillcrest. We'll try to get their names as they enter the floor. Number 40, that's Netrafa. Also, number 5, Rose. 00, Meeks. Number 21, Smith. And number 42, Wright, going to enter the game here for Hillcrest. Mikhail Cray, Richie, Conley, Sims, and three. Johnson have entered the game, and Conley shot a three here on our end of the floor and made it. That puts the Bears up 50-31 with a minute 14 to play in the fourth quarter now. Hillcrest on the offense with their new starting five. They give it over to number 40. That's Netrefo. And a three fired in the corner by him is going to be no good. Smith pulls down the rebound. Smith gives it outside to number 40. 40 gets it down low to Rose. Rose going to give it outside to number 42. That was right. His three-point attempt, no good. And it's pulled down by Cray. 49 seconds to play here. Cray with the basketball. Mikhail Cray, he gives it outside to Johnson. He puts up a three. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Wright. They'll push it down the floor. Number 40 with it here. Netrefo. Still with it here. Guarded by Conley. He's going to drive inside. Gives it outside to double zero. That is Meeks. He drove inside for two. That shot no good. And let's see here. We've got two subs coming in. They call that foul on number one. Number 34, excuse me. That is Cray. Mikhail Cray, his first one. And we've got number 21 for the Bears. That is Michaels. I can't remember his first name. And we've also got number 11 checking in here for the Bears. We'll get their names here hopefully for you in just a minute. Braxton Sneed, that's number 11. We've got him. And Michaels, the other one, entering the game here. Shot no good. The free throw wasn't. Sneed pulls down the rebound. 27 seconds left here. Mikhail Cray with the basketball. They'll probably just run out the clock. They're going to run the offense, actually. Sneed back over to Cray. Cray outside here, back to Sneed. Sneed going to give it over to Willard. Or excuse me, that's Sims. Sims going to give it in the corner to Cray. Cray puts up a three. It's off the rim, no good. And with 10 seconds to go here, Hillcrest pushing it down the floor. Smith with the basketball. Smith outside here gives it over to Rose. Rose going to give it outside to Netrefo for three, and that's the end of the ball game. The Bears win 50-31, your final score. And a big win here for the Bears. They'll advance to play on Thursday against Ridgefield Christian at 7:45. We'll have that game for you right here on K-Country 95. Again, a good win by both teams. Hopefully, we're going to talk to senior boys head coach Seth Godwin about the win in just a moment, if we can get him to come up our direction here. But let's take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more post-game stats in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. Not sure if we'll be able to catch Coach Godwin. If not, that's okay. We'll talk to him on Thursday night for sure as his team advances to play Ridgefield Christian at 7:45. Again, we'll have that game for you right here on K-Country 95. As for the final stats here, Body led all scorers with 18. Nathaniel Rogers had 8. Braden Cray had 7. Blake Rogers had 8. Andrew Jones had 4, and Conley had 3. On the other side of the scorebook for Hillcrest, Callahan led to their scores at 16 points. Doyle had 6, Durham had 4, Willard had 1, and Meeks had 3. And that's the end of the ball game. Again, our final score, 50-31. Go over the quarter stats here. 6-4 was our score at the end of the first quarter. Bears actually trailed Hillcrest. And then at the end of halftime, or at the start of halftime, 18-12 was our score. End of the third quarter, Bears had a 34-25 lead. And then they finally pulled away in the fourth quarter to finish it all out. 50-31, our final score. All right, we're going to take another two-minute timeout here. Hopefully we can catch senior boys head coach Seth Godwin. Not sure if we'll be able to. And like I said, if not, that's fine. But We're going to give him another 2 minutes here to meet with his team and then get back outside to the media. We'll talk to him in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. Taking off the headset so we can talk to senior boys head coach Seth Godwin. And coach, your team had a rough start there in the first quarter. And I know you called that first time out. You just were absolutely not happy with your team at all. But in the end, your team advances. The season continues on. You play Thursday night against a good Ridgefield Christian team. But you got through Hillcrest, and that was a struggle to say the least. And it's hard to beat a team four times.
That's exactly what I was fixing to say is – when you play somebody that many times in a season, they've kind of got you pegged out. And you know, we had to battle some adversity early in the game. And like you said, I called that timeout mainly just to calm us down. But we got to remember, you know, we've got sophomores and juniors on the floor. There's not a senior there. And so we're trying to figure those things out. The postseason's got a different feel to it for sure. But I'm proud of these kids for fighting through. And, you know, like you said, in that first half, things didn't go our way. And I told the kids at halftime, I said, you got to feel pretty fortunate to play as bad as we did in the first half and be up by 6 points. And we separated up. We made that gap a little bit bigger in the third quarter and pulled away.
Well, Coach, the turnover bug, I mean, bit both teams there in the first half. And like you said, your team was lucky there that you were able to stay in the ball game. Hillcrest didn't come out firing on all cylinders. It probably would have been an issue. But about the middle way through the third quarter here at the wing, Blake Rogers hit a three-point jump shot to extend the lead to double digits, and then Hillcrest called the timeout, and that was kind of the push that your team needed momentum-wise to finish out the ball game.
Yeah, we were up six in the first half, like I said, and hadn't hit a three ball, and so we talked about that at the half. We just had to come in and relax a little bit. We were a little tight, but now we got that regional berth, and now kind of the pressure's off, and we can go play. We play Ridgefield on Thursday. They're a good ball club. They beat us by two at Mammoth and by two at Ridgefield. So we'll have a good day of preparation practice tomorrow and be ready to come in here and hopefully knock them off and advance to the district finals.
Well, Coach, that's my last question here for you. What does preparation look like for Ridgefield Christian?
Close out games. We're going to put ourselves in a lot of different situations tomorrow. And, you know, we were up three under a minute at Ridgefield and just struggled to close out the game. Our guard play has got to be a little bit better. But, yeah, we're going to work on situational stuff, and we just got to learn how to finish. And like I said, when you got young kids, they're learning, and so they're growing every game. And like I said, we had one player back off last year's team that had been in the district tournament and played significant minutes. And so I'm proud of these kids for the year they've had so far, and they're just now getting started.
All right, Coach, survive in advance. Good luck on Thursday.
All right, thanks.
All right, again, the final score here tonight is 50-31. Bears pick up a big win. The season continues on. As you heard Coach Godwin say, they had a regional berth, and they will advance to play Ridgefield Christian here in the 1A3 district tournament and play at 7:45 on Thursday. And the Mammoth Spring girls will face the winner of Mark Tree and Armorell. I believe that game is set for 5 o'clock. We'll have that on the latest sports news at 7 tomorrow morning with Cray, so stay tuned for that. Tomorrow morning right here on K-Country 95. Folks, it's been a great evening of basketball here. I didn't know if the Bears, they're in the first half for sure, if they're going to be able to pull it out. Heart Attack Central for sure. Mammoth Spring Bear basketball tonight on the Ecom Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, or Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas. FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Springs School District. All the folks helping you bring the ball game tonight here on K-Country 95. Folks, we appreciate you listening. We'll have all the scores and highlights from around the area last night in your sports news at 7 right here on K-Country 95. But again, your final score from Hillcrest tonight, Bears advance to play Richfield Christian at 7:45 tomorrow. Your final score here, Bears defeat Hillcrest 50-31. For the Ecom Sports Network, I'm Hayden Savage.